Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said the buck stops here, end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As the effects of inflation are hitting American wallets hard, the cost of gasoline is no exception. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the prices are up 3 cents a gallon.
Gasoline prices rose again, this time during the three-week period. They're up 3 cents, and the new average is $3.25, and it's $1 above what it was 1 year ago.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are getting a break, while California drivers are taking a hit.
We have an average $2.74 in Baton Rouge, and a monumental $4.50 in San Francisco. California in general moved up 6 cents in the past 3 weeks, and now averages $4.37.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Seen as a major invasion of medical privacy, NFL's Las Vegas Raiders are the first team to announce they will require fans at all home games to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Former CIA director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find the path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, and if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got Nick Adams. Yes, he's back with us, the best-selling Australian author, columnist, and commentator. Got a new book to talk about. Nick, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, really good. Always great to be with you and your listeners.
Hey, all is well in this era of COVID and going through this roller coaster ride with the rest of us, huh?
Well, it's been challenging the last 18 months, no doubt about it, Bill, but all we can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep on marching forward and keep on trying to protect the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people against it right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to that point, before we get into your book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America, your assessment, as you see it, with what's happening, you know, from the interior of America, I mean, a lot of these Democratic policies from this current administration has the majority of Americans scratching their head right now, Nick.
Well, that's I think you're absolutely right, Bill. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Democrats in America that want to turn the United States into a socialist country. They want to transform it. They want to reset it, I think is the most recent terminology that they've used. Mm-hmm. They don't like America or what it stands for. They don't like its founding. They don't like its history. They really don't like anything about the people or the place that they were born in or moved to and live in. And
yes,
that's very sad.
Yeah, and enjoyed prosperous lives. And, you know, it is amazing. And what are they thinking, you know, to move, you know, to a socialist existence? I mean, it's so shocking and I guess wearing even by, you know, the woke side of, you know, of their constituency that Bill Maher even had to say that, look at there's not a lot of good, you know, coming out of this deal. I see a lot more death in the future of America embracing, you know, socialist policies.
They really, yes. I mean, I think that's a very, without a doubt, Bill, that's something that we need to be concerned about. I do believe that they want to transform this place. I do think they want to make it unrecognizable. And it does display, to your point, a tremendous lack of intelligence and perspective to think that this country is a bad place. This is
exactly
the greatest on earth. It's why everyone wants to come here. Mm-hmm. And we've just got to keep making sure that we're out there making the case for the United States.
Amen. Nick, this is a continuation of Barack Obama's dream that he would fundamentally transform America. My question when he made that statement, transform to what? And of course, it's really obvious what they had in mind. And of course, with his vice president, now the president, the dream continues and lives another day. And it's probably a fulfillment of what Barack Obama said when he was asked about serving a third term. He said he wouldn't want to necessarily serve a third term, but if he could be in the ear of whoever it was in the Oval Office, that would be a dream for him. And it seems that his dream and our nightmare are coming true.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Bill, you're right, certainly in terms of the political world. It did kind of really begin with Barack Obama, that very significant outward expression of wanting to change America. Of course, as you know all too well, this is a culture war that's gone on for the last six decades.
Yes.
And we're seeing the fruits of that now in the political world with people like AOC and the Squad and everybody else. And look, it's just something that we need to really make a stand against, because if we don't, we're going to lose everything that we know. We're going to lose everything that we love about this place. Mm-hmm. I chose to come here, Bill, as your listeners can tell. I wasn't born in the United States of America, but I chose to come here because this place has got unparalleled freedom and unparalleled opportunity, and that's what's drawn a lot of people to the United States. And sadly, now we're seeing people within America, in most cases overwhelmingly born in the place, that want to change it to the places that we left.
Yes.
It's rather mind-boggling.
Well, actually, the people that left, you know, their oppressive countries, which, you know, we did, you know, our founding fathers 245 years ago made a decided turn away from their home country because of oppression and for the sake of freedom. But now we have immigrants who have come here, like you said. You know, they saw the light on a hill and were attracted to it and came here with hopes for themselves and their family members. And now all of a sudden they're starting to see, you know, that they went from one frying pan to another as, you know, their new home country is turning into their old home country.
And it's a very, very sad thing to see, Bill, let me tell you. As, you know, for people that have experienced something else and come to America and living the American dream, to see the United States of America, the new country that you love and adore so much, just kind of, you know, self really harm self.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the young kids have been indoctrinated, according to Rasmussen. 36% of the young generation here do not care for America. They believe the institution has failed them. They do not align, and they are the ones that are this driving force. They're kind of the vanguard of this movement towards socialism. These are the kids that are fresh out of college that have been indoctrinated by these progressive professors. And, you know, maybe these kids will find out the hard way that, you know, I say sometimes, Nick, that sometimes, you know, people so challenge the law of gravity, they need to get up on the roof and fall down. And when they hit the ground, they realize, hey, this is very painful. And because there's certain laws that are in play here. I think the good news of all this, Nick, is that like any movement that happens in any country, it starts with a small minority number of people. And so this is a rallying cry to the silent majority to stand up against this intrusion and this tyranny that's taking place, because what's at risk is the near and dear future of our kids and our grandkids and generations to come, not to mention here in America, but as you know, Nick, around the world, and you know what America has meant to Australia.
Look, Bill, every time I speak to an elementary, middle, or public high school or college audience, I look the kids in the eyes and I tell them that the day that they were born here or the day that they moved here permanently is the day that they won the lottery of life.
Yes.
And they've got this incredible head start on anyone and everyone everywhere else. This is the best place to be, to live in, to work in, to start a business in, to grow a business in, to realize any kind of a dream. And sadly, lots of these children don't have the perspective. How could they? Being born somewhere, naturally you just assume everywhere is the same.
Right.
But they don't realize the treasure that's at their feet and what they can do with that treasure if they are prepared to work hard and get up
every time that they inevitably fall down, such is life. Mm-hmm. So I started an organization called FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, mm-hmm. and we're about doing exactly what you're speaking about, making sure that young Americans know what it is to be American, mm-hmm. that they understand Americanism, and that they've got the confidence to defend it and protect it.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to share an idea with you when we come back, so stay with us. We've got more from Nick Adams after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Freshen it up.
independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The author of the book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America, Nick Adams, is with us. Nick, I said I was going to share an idea with you, and then we're going to talk about your book. I just wrote a commentary on this that, you know, we have in Florida, in southern Florida and Miami, Little Havana and Calle Ocho, we have Cuban Americans who escaped the Castro regime. They know of communism. They know something that the professors and Americans' universities are not teaching, and I thought it might be wise to get the kids on buses instead of doing a traditional spring break and lounge on the beaches. Maybe they should go to Calle Ocho, Little Havana, and get a civics lesson, a real lesson on communism from Cuban Americans who, you know, interestingly enough, as we look 90 miles south of Miami, and you see Cubans yelling Libertad and proudly carrying the American flag, pointing to everybody that the American flag and liberty are one and synonymous.
Yes, I think that would be a very valuable part of any education process for a young American, to go and spend time in a socialist country to see what life is really like under that kind of rule, under that kind of regime. Mm-hmm. That would be a most important thing. And we are seeing it play out in Cuba, and we've seen it play out all across the world, Bill.
Exactly.
You know, there's only so much that people can take.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Let's talk about your book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Why this book, Nick?
Look, I've been fascinated with both men all of my life, really, to be honest with you, Bill. I was on the Trump train from day one, read the Art of the Deal when I was 12. Obviously, Ronald Reagan, what can you say? Absolute legend. Both consequential and transformative presidents. I realized pretty early on that Trump essentially was the new Reagan for us. That's why I supported him from the 16th of June 2015. And look, comparisons are always tough. Different eras, different times, different circumstances. And on the surface, you wouldn't think, Bill, that there was all that much in common. Mm-hmm. You know, Reagan was genteel and almost never offended. Trump, not so much. Reagan often carried a firearm and had a ranch for 25 years, whereas Donald Trump's the product of America's biggest city and a billionaire businessman. Reagan was avuncular and much more versatile in his presentation, whereas Donald Trump's always the same. Dark suit, solid tie, Queen's accent.
Exactly.
Reagan, very careful with his words. Trump, of course, impulsive. But once you kind of get past the superficial, Bill, you find that, you know, both men very, very, very similar.
Right.
Both political outsiders, of course. Their ideology really in many ways was American nationalism. Mm-hmm. Both men very optimistic and full of self-belief. Both very much men of the 1980s, very Hollywood. A little bit of trivia, both were around the same age when inaugurated. They're the only two presidents to have ever been divorced. Both of them saw outer space as humanity's final frontier and as an opportunity for global leadership. Both had this incredible ability, Bill, and I know that you've spoken about this on your show multiple times. Both had the ability to speak over the media and directly to the people.
Exactly.
And that's something that's really significant. Both endured battles with the political establishment, both remarkable campaigners, gifted communicators, both very pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-military, pro-God. And here's something really interesting. We delve into this in the book, Bill, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Many of the criticisms about both men were identical. That they were overly simplistic, they were unintellectual, they exploited white male resentments, they were devoid of nuance. So that really tells you all that you need to know.
Exactly. And, you know, to me, I'm a bottom line guy because I have a business background, Nick. And this is what I was excited about with Donald Trump entering in, you know, to the presidential campaign. And that was one of the first questions I asked, is this guy going to do what, you know, Ross Perot did to us? Because I thought Ross Perot came at a time and brought some business acumen to the debate. And some of us were hopeful that maybe that could be it, but he just could not sustain it. And I just wasn't sure if Donald Trump was going to, you know, take it to its completion. And he did. And as you said, I think, as you said, a different time, a different era. I think a time when, you know, Donald Trump really had to come on and be much more aggressive to break through, you know, some of the hard lines that had been done. As you said, we had just experienced Barack Obama. And what did he do? I mean, in tearing us down. And Donald Trump brought us back to the vision that America was great and that nationalism was okay, even though the media was kind of interesting. They took that term nationalism and tried to interpret it as something that was taking us back to World War II and Hitler.
Bill, you couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly right. Donald Trump more than lived up to expectations. I think he was the greatest president that we've ever had. In the back of my book, I actually include the best speeches that I, in my opinion, of both Presidents Reagan and Trump. And I highly recommend that that they're read and reread. And so I made this book a resource as much as a comparison. And, you know, I think the next generation, circling back to how we began this conversation, the next generation really needs to know the words of the two very best modern-day American presidents.
Exactly. And so that they make better choices. I mean, by, you know, because this is the consent of the governed, and we need to hold people accountable. And regardless of what the mainstream media, what social media, how they have prejudiced the environment and really, you know, perpetrated, I think in many cases, and of course, this is yet to be discovered, Nick, as you know, an increasing number of Americans still want an audit of the 2020 election.
Well, until we're confident that our elections are secure and that there's election integrity, Bill, I think that that kind of cloud is going to permanently hover.
Yes.
I, like many Americans, find it very difficult to believe the outcomes that were made official about the November 2020 election.
Right.
I certainly didn't see a Trump loss coming, I can tell you, and I was in all of the swing states in the lead up to the election, and I don't, I certainly didn't get the feeling that the mood of the country was the way that we're told the votes were. So I think it's very important that we make sure that our elections are secure.
Yeah, and it's interesting how obsessive the Democrats and the Biden administration, now coupled with the Justice Department, how they are over this, and even the media, that they do not want to talk about any questions about the legitimacy of this past election yet. But for 4 years, they pounded the holy what have you out of President Trump, and even went so far as impeaching him on a bogus, you know, oppo piece that was created by the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, this is unbelievable. We went through 4 years of this, all this pain and insistence that Donald Trump was illegitimate somehow. And here we are, you know, several months into the Biden administration, and we're intellectually questioning the results. As you said, they didn't add up. I traveled through 12 states prior to the election, and I've asked people, I go, guess how many Biden-Harris bumper stickers I saw through 12 states? Try three. And that's impossible, but you know, three. But yet, as much as the headwinds were against Donald Trump's popularity and all the negative reporting that the mainstream media had purposely designed, where 90% of that which was reported on Trump was purposely negative, and they did everything to tamp down any kind of word-of-mouth expression or support of Donald Trump, and everywhere I went, I saw thousands of banners and parades and everything for Donald Trump. And now we're told and led to believe that somehow this was legitimate and, you know, Joe Biden is the president. Trump and Reagan, defenders of America. Nick Adams, how can people be in touch with you?
Bill, they can go to nickadamsusa.com. That's nickadamsusa.com. and they can get signed copies of the book and find out all the other information. They can follow me on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Nick Adams, you're awesome, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And if you're listening to us over the weekend, welcome. We so appreciate Radio America and this weekend network of radio stations that join up. So you're hearing us on a little bit of a delayed basis, but that's okay. We air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you can find out how to listen live as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as I said, at BillMartinezShow.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to have Liz Peek with us in just a moment, former partner of a major bracket law firm, Wertheim & Company, former columnist for the Fiscal Times, writes for The Hill. She's a Fox News contributor, and we're having a little bit of a challenge connecting, but hey, we will keep trying because there's lots to catch up with her on. Particularly, I wanted to get her read on what's going on now in Afghanistan. You know, I think General Jack Keane had a colleague of Liz's at Fox, you know, put it perfectly. And the timing of removing the troops was at a time, I mean, it was almost like maybe the Biden administration sat down with the Taliban and said, when would be the best time for us to leave so that you could just, you know, cut through the entire country like butter? And what they're doing, you know, particularly to women, you know, the stories that we're hearing. I mean, this is a disaster. You know, and my other question is, where's the UN on this? How can you allow, you know, this to happen? I mean, this is just unbelievable. that you know, this is taking place, you know, and what is happening to, you know, the women there who, up until, I mean, think about it. They were going to school, they were driving, they were starting to enjoy some liberties, and suddenly the plug is pulled out. I mean, absolutely suddenly. And but no big surprise here, because you know, we're talking Joe Biden after all, and as his own analyst had said, that when it comes to foreign policy, he hasn't gotten anything right. So he's still batting 1,000% at the expense of the Afghan people. And the Taliban says, thank you very much. So as Jack Keane was saying and pointing out, going, look it, you know, you need to, this needs to take place during the winter, because in the winter, the Taliban, they go to Pakistan. You know, they're not in, you know, they're not warrioring up. It's, believe it or not, it's a seasonal thing. And so they're making hay while the sun shines. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that we're leaving Dodge here, right? And but then we tell them we're leaving Dodge, which, you know, go figure. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is just incredibly, incredibly frustrating that, you know, this would, you know, that this would happen, you know, that, you know, that they're doing it to these people. And as I say, where is, you know, where's the United Nations on this? You know, is it, you know, is it all the United States saying, you know, that we, you know, that we're in control, that we're the ones, and the United Nations doesn't want to step in? I mean, the human carnage that's taking place and what is being done to the Afghan people, and particularly, like I said, the women, is just incredibly, incredibly disgusting. I don't know how you feel about this, but this is just not right. It's not just. I mean, this is, you know, as some are saying, this is going to turn into, you know, Joe Biden's Vietnam with, you know, what happened there when the United States left in such a way. And then, you know, what followed was the killing fields, you know, that took place. And, well, I don't blame the Vietnamese people. And they've been very, you know, very forgiving, you know, for the most part. But I don't blame them for holding any kind of grudge. I mean, family members that were murdered at the hands of the Khmer Rouge. I mean, and here we are, allowing the Taliban to wreak this kind of incredible, you know, devastation upon the people. And like I said, like Jack King, he's amazed. I mean, he's a general, you know, this guy knows. He understands war, and he just cannot figure out. But again, you know, why are we surprised? Joe Biden, he doesn't do war well. He doesn't do these kind of things very well. Liz Peek is with us right now, Fox News contributor. Liz, we were just talking about what's happening in Afghanistan. Your colleague, General Keane, I thought framed this exactly what was going on. And, of course, you and I talked about this before. Joe Biden, when it comes to foreign policy, you know, he's batting 1,000%, but in the wrong direction. He's not got anything right. And so this is another wrong-headed thing that is costing lives and wreaking, you know, havoc and devastation there in Afghanistan.
I think it's just tragic. Good morning. I'm happy to join you, Bill. I literally have been stomping around the house this morning, fuming about what's going on there. Let's just agree that we cannot stay in Afghanistan forever. It is the will of the American people. I believe this, that we need to withdraw from Afghanistan. We cannot prop up a corrupt and feeble government forever, but it is being done in such a way that, A, it's an incredible humiliation to America. Any family, and I'm one of them, whose kids have served in Afghanistan can't help but be unbelievably affronted by what's going on, by this hasty, ill-planned, poorly managed retreat, and it is now just full-blown retreat. Number three, I got to tell you, Bill, I am so unhappy with our intelligence organizations again. I mean, remember what they're telling us is, well, our intelligence was that, you know, the Taliban couldn't possibly take over Afghanistan anytime soon. It was going to take a lot of time, blah, blah, blah. Totally wrong. Again, remember, these are the same guys who didn't even know Russia was in Crimea for 2 days after they invaded that part of Ukraine. I am so offended by this. And by the way, it's just a complete rout now. I mean, the embassy yeah. staff is being hurtled out to the airport for safety reasons. And there's, you know, the Biden White House is just in total panic mode that we're going to see pictures of Americans being killed again. I mean, yeah. you know, right. this is Benghazi all over again. Poor planning.
Yeah, and Saigon, Liz. Let's go back to Vietnam. This is the Saigon exit.
Yeah, but I think, you know, anyway, I am just devastated. And I got to say, watching Kirby, the State Department spokesman,
yes.
Anthony Blinken, our defense secretary, everybody, the latest thing was Blinken telling Afghanistan's president, the United States is invested in the safety and security of the Afghan people. How can you lie like that? We're not invested
yes.
in it. We're letting these people be slaughtered. Afghan troops are being slaughtered after they surrender by the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
These are brutal, barbaric people, and we knew that. Do you know, Bill, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop screaming about this.
No, don't, because, see, this needs to be heard, Liz. This stuff has been tapped down. Social media, legacy media has said very little about this. They've been protecting this president, and it is horrific what is being done. I mean, this is a country so supposedly that is so sensitive to women, just in particular, and what they're doing to the women of Afghanistan is perverted. It is absolutely horrific, as you say.
And this comes as no surprise. I remember when the Taliban was toppled in Afghanistan, when we successfully took the country back from these horrible barbarians, and there was dancing in the street. Why? Because now they could listen to music, which is outlawed by the Taliban. Now girls could go to school, etc. But here's one of the most offensive things today. We hear that from the State Department, John Kirby, that the peace talks with the Taliban did not proceed as well as expected. Do you know who's in those peace talks, Bill? It is the Taliban, China, Russia, and Pakistan. Those are the people we're dealing with. So we don't think that's going to go well. What a shock.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about not having a fair chance to win, even on behalf of the Afghani people. I mean,
yeah,
they just literally set them to the slaughter, didn't they?
Yeah, this is a tragedy in the making, and Joe Biden has the blood of these people on his hands. This is really true.
How much more incompetence can the world, you know, put up with? I mean, here in America, I mean, we seem to be swallowing down, although I think even the woke crowd is waking up. I mean, to hear Bill Maher's comments earlier this week, I think it's just it's so obvious that they can't deny it anymore. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek after this.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com.
Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me see. We have... It's just one of those days. Thank you for putting up with me. There's just so much to talk about, and it's always really special when we get a chance to talk to Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor. Liz, it seems that the Democratic left here and the party is cratering a bit. I don't know how long they can sustain this. They pushed through in the Senate this infrastructure bill, and I don't know what the Republicans were thinking. I mean, this is like this appeasement philosophy that's never worked historically, and somehow they thought, well, if they give them $1.3 trillion, they'll play nice. But, Joe Biden said up front, look, this is part one of two. We've got another, $3 trillion plus right behind this. And then Nancy Pelosi tightens down the screws and says, look, fine that you did the 1.3, but we ain't touching that until you pass the three plus trillion. I mean, we're already feeling the pain of inflation that Joe Biden and his Treasury analyst wants to say, this is temporary, this is transitory. When was the last time we heard that, right?
I think it's a mess. And I would say in behalf of the Republicans that voted for and allowed the $1 trillion bill to pass. And remember, it's only about $600 billion of new money. That's not nothing, but it's not quite as bad as you're saying. I think that Mitch McConnell was seriously terrified that the Democrats, if the Republicans basically stood in the way of absolutely everything, we were going to lose the filibuster. And that would have been catastrophic. So I think it's partly that. I think it's also partly that there are moderate senators like Susan Collins who have to go back to their people with something. And when you're a swing district representative or senator, you have different issues. I mean, you have to win votes. And they thought this was going to be popular. Actually, polling shows it is popular. It's a terrible bill. I'm not defending the bill at all. But right. The truth is, it was popular, and it probably was going to pass. So that's number one. Number two, I think Democrats are on a suicide mission with this $3.5 trillion package that they approved as a budget resolution. A lot of it, as your listeners probably know, has nothing to do with budget. Things like basically allowing illegals to become, providing illegals with a path to citizenship. They're awarding, I don't know, over $100 billion to the Justice Department to make that happen. I think as details of this come out, people are going to go nuts. And Pelosi's gambit of tying that bill to the $1 trillion bill, I don't know what she's thinking. I think she's trying to appease the progressives in her caucus, but now you have 10 moderates in her caucus who stood up and say, don't do this. Please let us vote on a standalone bill. And I think she's getting this wrong. I think now the mood of the country has shifted. The whole yes. Black Lives Matter excitement is sort of dumbing down. Excuse me. And I think the whole progressive fever, now that Trump is out of the way, is sort of diminished. And now people are, as you say, are most alert to, guess what their number one concern is? It's inflation, and it's jobs, and it's the economy, and it's COVID. On all those things, Biden is failing. Is he responsible for the Delta variant? No. Was Trump responsible for COVID? No. You are, the buck stops at the Oval Office, no matter what the issue is. And I think the White House has done a spectacularly horrible job in messaging what's happening with the virus, with the vaccines, et cetera. They pushed much too long on the idea that get vaccinated and you won't get this disease again. Well, even now, but they're soft peddling the fact that hundreds of people who have been vaccinated have gotten the Delta variant. It does not protect you. It makes you, it keeps you from getting very sick. It keeps you from dying. And that should have been the message from day one. You are better off with the vaccine. Even if you get this thing, you are not going to get terribly sick. Now they've come around and now that's their pitch. But I really think they've messed up. And, you know, consumer sentiment numbers will come out today. Last month wasn't great, so probably won't see a big change. But I think the mood of the country is going south very fast. And that, unfortunately, not unfortunately, if you're a Republican, but that is on Biden's watch, and it's going to hurt him and the Democrats. It's going to really hurt them if they continue to push this incredibly irresponsible spending bill. I just can't imagine what they're thinking.
And can the Democrats confuse another election? I mean, it's almost like, can they confuse another election in the midterms? You know, can they get away with what they got away with in 2020, 2 years on down the road? Are the people all the wiser for some of these shenanigans? As things continue to be audited and what have you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Republicans are on guard in a way that they weren't in 2020 for absentee ballots that don't smell right and all the other things that we can all talk about. But I don't know that it's going to be close enough for that to matter, honestly. I really think the Democrats are going to be slaughtered in the midterms. I hope so. Obama had that happen to him, if you remember. He called it a shellacking, and a shellacking it was. And I think you are teed up. You're teed up in the same way here. It's an interesting dynamic. Joe Biden cannot possibly tour the country and excite voters to come out and show up in the midterms. Do you know, Bill, he's barely working now, and we have 15 things going wrong. So, you know, he's home today in Delaware. He didn't come back to Washington and start his work week till Tuesday. I don't know what he thinks he's doing. I guess maybe he's so tired and so frail that he literally can't put in a 5-day work week. I don't know. But he is sure not the guy that's going to rev up the base and get him to turn out in 2022's by-elections, I don't think.
The question I keep hearing to your point, Liz, is who's running the store here?
Well, everybody keeps wondering that. I mean, you know, it's a good question. There's this sort of whisper that it's really Obama. I don't think so. I think Obama's off making his tens of millions of dollars a year and having a great old time with Celebrity Bill. I think he really likes that. And you know what? More power to him. That's America. If you want to, if you're able to go and make a lot of money, go do it. Enjoy the proceeds.
Yes.
I don't know who's. I think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are very much running the show, and Ron Klain and a couple of, you know, some other people from the Obama administration are weighing in. But I don't think it's Joe Biden.
Well, it seems that AOC has an inordinate amount of power and increasing and in this whole situation. Am I not seeing something correctly?
I don't think it's AOC so much as it's Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's mm-hmm. He's head of the banking committee. He and Elizabeth Warren have their hands all over this $3.5 trillion mm-hmm. bill.
That was the backroom deal that was made, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, back in South Carolina, that's where that's coming from.
That's exactly right.
I'm with you.
It's kind of interesting mm-hmm. to remember that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and everybody basically said to Democrats, we can't nominate Bernie Sanders because he's too extreme. He'll never get elected. Americans don't like that extreme left progressive agenda. And then we put in this puppet, Joe Biden, and he adopts Bernie Sanders' agenda. So on a few things,
exactly.
he's kind of held his ground. But really, mostly, mm-hmm. they have veered so far left. And do you know, Bill, number one, Joe Biden did not win with any kind of mandate. It's not like the American people stood up and said, yeah, man, we need a progressive change here. He won by 44,000 votes. There is no he didn't win the Senate. The Senate is tied. And he won by, what are there, five seats in the House?
Four or five seats, differential.
So there's no mandate there. And mm-hmm. if you look at party affiliation, it's 15% of Democrats, 15% of Democrats describe themselves as very liberal. 15% mm-hmm. of basically half are political people. So what the hell are those people doing running our country? I do not know.
Exactly. Well, go back to the campaign, right? When you had all these aspiring Democratic presidential candidates and they're selling these progressive ideas, they could only garner about 30% within their own party that said, yeah, we can follow. I mean, think about it. And then they go ahead and sell it in the general and they win the election. The numbers don't come together. And you've been dealing with numbers all your life and it will cause your brain to bust. And I understand it. There's a lot of smart people that are working on that, and I let them do what they're going to do, and the truth be the truth, and maybe sometime down the road we'll find out, and we don't have to wait like we did for the JFK election. That now all of a sudden they admit, oh yeah, no question, Illinois cheated, and that's what allowed JFK. I mean, it's like they talk about it so matter of factly, like it's okay to cheat and win an election.
Right.
It's like, come on, please give me a break.
Yeah.
But the other thing too, to make note of, to what your earlier point, you were talking about the stress within the party. I mean, here you got the strategist, James Carville, saying, hey, this woke thing is going to kill the party. You need to take, three giant steps away from wokeism, mother may I.
Yeah, but they're not paying any attention. I mean, they've given these people, and in fairness, social media has given the AOCs of this world and the woke community such a platform. They're younger. They use that very effectively. They're everywhere making their case and getting people riled up. But the good news is that the basic common sense American understands that this mm-hmm. is all wrong, that spending this much is wrong, that it creates inflation and hurts working people. They understand that defunding the police is wrong, not requiring voter ID is wrong. That's the good news. Somehow we've just got to survive 2 years and get a Republican Congress in place that fights back against all this baloney.
And like you said, reality needs to be realized by more Americans. And let's get out of the ideology. And I think that, as they continue to feel the pain at the pump and at the grocery store and real kitchen table issues, then yes, I think that they're going to wake up from their slumber in much the same way they did during the Carter years, as you'll remember. Liz Peek, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
She's a Fox News contributor.
You
got it. Take care. Godspeed. You got it. Bye-bye.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Do you